you looked at me. Cock your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And with another edition of the Quality That You Can Afford show, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. Hey, you got new headphones.
Well, I stole them out of the control booth.
Oh, that works.
Yeah, mine. Come on, man.
It is the computer corner, as it is every Saturday morning here on News Radio 620 KTAR, broadcasting live from, this time of year we call it Furnace, Arizona.
Hey, it's less than 100 degrees outside right now.
No, it isn't.
Oh, my bad.
That thing's lying.
It just went over.
That thing is lying.
It's hot out. We'll say that.
And we have a little humidity now, so that adds to it. We want to, of course, welcome all you folks that are listening from around the world on the, what do they call that thing?
The World Wide Weight or Web, depending on your perspective.
Something. Of course, we'd like those of you that are listening outside of the Phoenix metro area, so Chandler does not count.
No, Chandler, if you're in Chandler, hey, thanks for telling us you're listening,
yes.
But if you're outside of the Phoenix metro area, we invite you every week to tell us that you're listening, and we'll kind of announce the people that are out the furthest. We get people from all over the country and the planet. We get people from Scotland and places in the Middle East and things that are listening right now online via our website, and if you are one of those people, you can go right to our website at datadoctors.com, click on the radio section, and scroll to the bottom, and click on one of those ask a question, make a suggestion things. You can tell us where you're listening from, and we'll kind of announce that stuff on the air.
You know what? We're gonna have to have Matt create a roll call.
A roll call link?
Roll call link, yeah.
By the way, if you're inside the Phoenix metro area and you want to give us a call because you want to talk about something computer-related, or you want to talk about, what else can we do?
Well, computers.
We do sex?
No.
No, that's the wrong show.
No.
Medical stuff? No, that's no. Doctor Arts later.
Wrong
movies,
kind of
we don't do that.
Nope.
Computers, we'll pretty much stick with that. The number to call, 602-277-5827. That's the number you want to dial in right now.
Or, of course, again, you can go to our website and send us an email if you're not you're not willing to wait on hold. Of course, while you're at our website, you can check out today's theme. We're going to try to edumacate you, all you folks out there that need the edumacation, because clearly you do. About antivirus programs and how they work and what they mean and some free ones. And so the title that Michael chose for this week's show is Attack of the Killer Worms.
I don't have a sound for that at all.
It's a movie thing.
The closest thing I have is this.
That's kind of, that's maybe a theme music.
Attack of the Killer Worms.
Or bugs.
Just when you thought it was safe to dig in your backyard.
No, maybe not. Actually, what we're talking about are malicious code, malicious programs that generally hide themselves in attachments and come to you via email. There is a ton of confusion out there by the general public on what happens when a virus is sent to you. Well, my goodness, I got a screen that says I have the worm, or I have the, you know, what do I do? Ah!
In fact, Randy emailed us. Topic bugbear.
That's not Randy Johnson, is
He's
it?
He's feeling a little Randy.
Randy?
No, it says no, it's not Randy Johnson. Oh. Anyway, it says, I clicked on an email the other day and was instantly warned by Norton that I had been infected by the bugbear virus and that a fix for same was unavailable.
Oh, no.
I was then directed to a Symantec website to download a fix. Wait a minute, it wasn't unavailable, but he was directed to download one. Anyway, we'll continue on.
All right.
I was directed to shut down, restore, disable my Cox internet connection, then run the fix download, which I did. After running the fix, I was told no bugbear was found on my computer.
Imagine that!
Did I go through this routine for naught?
Yes, you did.
By the way, love your show, never miss it, probably listening, blah, 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 blah.
Does it look like they were typing with their left hand?
You never know.
Because Randy Johnson's left-handed. Maybe he's, you know, maybe today.
It's not. He puts
Come
his
on.
Last name here. I'm just not going to announce it for
he's
the rest of the world.
He's not pitching today. Schilling's pitching.
Actually, his last name.
Huh?
Actually, is similar to that of a famous football player. But we'll continue on. Anyway, hey, Randy, and anybody else who's listening out there.
I'm trying to. Football. I'm in really low gear right now. Thinking football.
Yes?
Yeah.
Anyway, Randy, hey, you were warned by Norton that you had been infected. Actually, you were warned that you were not infected. You were warned that a virus was present that Norton stopped.
Right.
And you didn't get the bugbear virus. It was basically coming up and saying, hey, I found something, and rather than infect you, I've got some options here. I'm going to try to clean it up. Oh, I'm not able to do that. Now we can either try to quarantine this, or if you really did get infected, then they sent you the link to the website and those kinds of things. But what it did was it prevented you from getting infected, not
right.
let you and then told you afterwards.
Yeah, when that alarm goes off to tell you that somebody attempted to break in.
That's a great thing.
Right? But that's different than, because if somebody did break in and you weren't warned, right, then you would go into the house and they'd still be there.
I got to tell you a little secret.
Where's this analogy going?
I don't know. And that's why I was going to bust him with my secret.
Ooh-ha!
Here's the secret.
You won't know if you have a virus. The program won't tell you.
99% of people who get infected didn't know they were infected when they found out. They find out some other time later on when they finally do add antivirus or when they take it in for service or whatever the case is that, oh, by the way, did you know you had 3 viruses? Oh, you won't know. If you know, if something pops up telling you something, most likely. It means it stopped you from getting infected. So.
Correct. That's why Randy went through all that, and yes, you did waste your time.
Oh. But that was in a nice way.
Oh.
I meant that in a really nice way.
He's kind of borderline bonehead of the day, isn't he?
I'm feeling kind of Randy.
Let's just get
to bonehead of the day.
Well, only because we want to use that as an example. Folks, if you get a message on your screen while you're checking your email, your antivirus program jumps up in your face and says, ha-ha! And I think the thing that confuses people is the quarantine issue. I couldn't fix the file. Would you like me to quarantine? What it's saying is the attachment that came to you, which really is junk anyway. There's nothing in there to fix.
Right.
Because it's all just nasty bad code.
It's a virus.
It tried to clean it up because it, just in case it was a real file that got infected, it tries to clean the junk off the file. And when it can't, it's generally because there's no file there. It's just junk. So it's saying, well, do you want me to quarantine this in case later on I can figure out how to clean this up. The only time that matters is that when you get sent something, like you know you're getting a document from a friend or a coworker, and you need that document, but the document is infected, that's the type of file that you do quarantine and hold aside for the future in case they do come up with a cleanup for that particular worm or virus.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if it's something you don't even know what it was, you don't care. Delete it. Okay, thank you, Mr. Norton, for jumping in and protecting me.
Garrett, your chance to jump in right now. Garrett, tell
Garrett's
us here.
Here.
You can say yeah if you want to right at this point.
Absolutely.
See? How about like, yeah, like he said?
You just said that. What would be the sense of doing that?
But you could be doing that throughout the show here, see?
I just a lot. Right. Mm-hmm, and not, yeah, I'll be your
But
yes
because
man
Randy did pre-bribe, we do mean the get a clue and bonehead in really a nice way.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. There's still love. And don't ever move that mic ever again while you're on the air.
We beat up because we love. Are we on to our real first segment here?
Maybe we could get Adam. I got to find his little sound file really quick, so go ahead and just...
The pseudo sound file?
Well.
Every week we invite, at this point in time, at the beginning of the show, our man Adam, all of 13 years old, out of lovely downtown Glendale, Arizona. And he comes to us with either an acronym or an almost acronym every week to try to...
This week he's not even close to an acronym.
Edutain you.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, I can't say that this week's is an acronym, but hey.
So, Adam's almost acronym this week is?
DLL.
DLL.
That's kind of, you can almost say that.
Uh-huh.
DLL.
DLLs are dull.
Dull, yeah. DLL. What are DLLs?
They are dynamic link libraries.
Oh, great. That clears it right up.
Yeah. And it's not exactly the best name for them. But what they're little files that programs use to help them run correctly. They can contain programming code to make programs do stuff. They can have icons and pictures.
So, like, when I want to print, I'm using DLLs at some portion of the print process, yes?
Yes.
They can actually be programs in and of themselves, too. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I'm first starting my computer, am I using DLLs?
Yeah, you're using DLLs almost all the time. Basically every program, you know, Word, Internet Explorer, everything, it's all DLL.
So what you're telling me, it's the stuff underneath the stuff that you see that makes stuff happen.
Yeah.
DLLs are kind of like oxygen.
DNL.
You live with your heart and your brain and things, but you really kind of need that oxygen to keep on going.
Mm-hmm. Is it the DNA?
Hey, family show here, buddy.
What?
And that...
I did not...
No. See, now you're going wrong way here.
Ms. Lewitt.
Mr. Adam, would you please take back over?
Sure. But some programs, if the DLL gets damaged, it'll give you this error message. It'll say, cannot find blah, 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 or or cannot open or corrupted, and that means you usually have to reinstall the program or download an update or something like
that. So, yeah, let's delve into that a little bit, because this is something that people actually do to themselves all the time. If you take an old program and install it into a newer computer, one of the things that it could possibly do is overwrite DLL files.
Yeah.
So now you've got old DLL files mixed with new ones, and that's why you get illegal operations and all kinds of
crazy
stuff.
That was one of the most common ways you would, quote-unquote, jack up Windows.
Jack up.
And so in Windows 2000 and Windows XP, Microsoft got a little bit smart, or undumbed a little bit, and they created something called a DLL cache, where it would actually keep copies of the original, and in case you screwed something up, it would detect, supposedly, and go back and fix the problem.
I thought that was called Windows File Protection.
It is.
DLL cache is different.
No, there's a DLL cache area. Oh,
well, yeah.
Don't make me bust out technicals here.
Adam throwing down here. It's time. Back when he said jack up, this is where you could have said, this is Garrett now. Garrett, you could have said, that's the fact, Jack. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
Relief.
Interject stuff. I mean, don't just stand there. People can't see you nodding.
It's so funny to sit here and watch you two just tag back and forth. You know, it looks like a tennis match.
You could be like, come on, right on, brother. You can throw something. And
just interrupt them.
There you go, Adam. Adam knows. Adam's a vet.
Anyway, that's Adam's acronym.
All right, Adam's acronym of the week is DLL. Learn more about DLLs by typing DLL into Google and getting more information.
Go ask Jeeves.
Yes, ask Jeeves about DLLs. Adam, hey, buddy, thank you.
Yep.
Hey, have fun. We'll see you when we see you.
Yep.
And we'll definitely talk to him when we talk to him.
Is he going
to
help you next week?
Oh,
I'm not gonna
need to probably email and get with him on that.
In fact, as soon as we finish this fine show, I'm in the car. I'm going to San Diego.
Couple of free lines open, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, News Radio 620, KTAR. And we'll be right back.
Joy News Radio.